Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode. You guys are getting a double podcast today, man. I must say that Like, if I can sum up the last 2 weeks, I could say that it was exciting beyond comprehension. You know, because obviously, you know, me switching to the whole 3 hour, you know, bus route, because obviously, you know, I just was like, nah, I'm not going to do that many podcasts, this and that. But now I uploaded a bunch, 2 in a day now. And it's because so much has happened and there are so many great ideas coming to mind that I feel like I need to express. So much excitement, people. To be honest with you, other than, the big success being my, the company that I was actually working at the beginning of this year that I ended up having a big fallout of. The last 2 weeks has been the most successful financial 2 weeks and this year by far of my life. And I'm telling you, and like last month and the month before, you know, so many different things. I was like, man, things are drying up. I need to think of different things. I need to do this. I need to do that. You know, I started to say, man, let me execute on the things that are happening out here. And then when I got the ring, I got another company, a logistics company in the heart of the business district that I'm going to be coaching at for 3 days a week. With my engagement that happened over this past week at September 11th, just 2 days ago, it being one of the most special days of my life, obviously, I never had that most engagement in my Instagram in 1 year. I had probably 20 follows and now probably about 7 to 10 new students. A packed schedule beyond belief. The amount of money that I make on such a consistent basis and the brand that I built to the point that I am literally attracting people who say, hey, listen, okay, how's your coaching? Okay, I need about 10 hours here. Boom. No consultations needed anymore. This is the unbelievable power that my name holds now. And then in addition to, of course, all the other things that I've been posting and all the hard work that I've put out there, these last 2 weeks have been truly astounding. And man, oh man, we're going to be doing a weekly review because I realized, man, I need to really like take a step back and look at it and say, what just happened? And that's exactly what's going to happen, what we're going to be doing here. So if this is the first time you're tuning into this podcast, people, the weekly review is comprised of 6 different categories: seeking clarity, generating energy, raising necessity, increasing productivity, developing influence, and demonstrating courage. I rate this on a scale 1 to 5, 5 being the highest, 1 being the absolute lowest. And this gives me a fantastic idea in terms of how much I've actually developed and, you know, to see where I am at the end of every week. Now, obviously I'm doing this on Tuesday because, well, Monday I had come back and then I had seen the newborn baby with one of my, my now fiance, which is amazing. And now I'm getting back into the grind of everything because I know over the next 2 days, these are the last days that I have free. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are absolute hell. You know, and so with that being said, let's dive into this. Seeking clarity. The first question you're going to ask yourself is, were you intentional on how you acted this week? I would give myself a 5 based on everything that had happened. What I put together, getting the roses, communicating with obviously the, with the hotel and so many other things that had to build up and the big surprise. I think I was unbelievably intentional on how I acted this past week. And so here we go, going into number 2. Knew the feelings. Did you know the feelings that you wanted to generate this week? I'll probably still give myself a 3 because it's not like I'm waking up in the morning and I'm like, okay, let's get it. No, I still need that habit. I still need to develop that habit in terms of all of that. So nonetheless, not going to judge myself. Number 3, did you stay focused as much as you wanted to? I would give myself a 5. You know, I've actually realized that there's so many other things that are, you know, because I have so many students, I needed to download a software on my MacBook that enabled me or that enables me to actually what is it, to do a lot. And, you know, to make sure I write everything down because I can't just go into these sessions winging it anymore. And now that I'm holding myself responsible in that sense, I feel a hell of a lot better. So making this week meaningful, you already know, 5. Determine something that I can get better at this week, being in touch, okay? A lot of things on a personal relationship level, but also in terms of me getting things done, of course. So an absolute 5. So let's go into generated energy. Did I manage my energy well this week? No freakouts, no problems with my sleep. Although, as a matter of fact, this past Thursday, there was a problem with my sleep. I had to hurry up and take a pill because I tried sleeping in the bedroom with my girlfriend again. So many different things. But now that I have the meditative app, Meditative Mind that I downloaded, paid a year subscription because it has so many great audios that I listen to while I sleep. Now that I'm setting part, like, okay, got to make some money in terms of, you know, hurrying up and getting these windows installed because after staying at the hotel, so many ideas are now in my mind in terms of blacking out the room while sleeping. Is it raining? Okay, no, it's not raining. And a couple of other things to make sure. And it's so funny because my girlfriend said this for the second time. We shouldn't have to come to a hotel like this to experience what we really want at home. And I said, that's exactly what Jamal King said. Of course, with the S2S podcast, a podcast I rarely listen to now. He said, man, we always go to these resorts. How about I bring the resort home? And that's exactly what it is. Being in a pitch black room, that resort that we had stayed at, one of the best ever. And man, the comfortability of the bed and this and that. She's like, listen, we have the ability to do this. Okay. We just got to make sure to make it our home. You shouldn't have to be anxious about sleeping in the bedroom anymore. And also, you know, making sure that, oh my God, when I am in the bedroom, this is my place of zen. This is quiet time. There's nothing coming into the bedroom and all anxiety and everything is gone. So manage my energy well? Absolutely. Chose to bring the joy this week? I would have to say so. I'm getting a lot better at that. I'm gonna give myself 5 in both. Recharge throughout the week to stay energized. I give myself a 4, not too much meditation, but again, I did it a couple of days and boy, it felt a hell of a lot better. Worked out this week. Well, I worked out at the resort. I'm really happy because I'm actually sore on my back, my muscles, and my legs. You know, it was the first time doing a huge workout in a long time. I can actually go sign up for the gym right now. But because, you know, Monday and Tuesday may be the only days I could go, I'm kind of just like second guessing it. I just need to figure things out. But nonetheless, I give myself a 3 there. Did I wind down well so that I can sleep well? Well, the winding down, I'm going to try that tonight. This is probably the second evening I'm going to have. They're only going to be about, oh man, there's probably only going to be about 2 evenings a week that I'm going to be able to wind down. It's because, well, I finish 8 p.m. in the center of the business district. And so I'm going to have to take a taxi to come all the way back here right after. And so it's going to be chaos. But at the same time, when I get home, if I get home probably at about, I don't know, 8:45, 9, I got to make sure that everything is ready to go. I have to make sure that my bedroom is ready to go, that it's cool, it's dim, I've calmed down. I got the, you know, I'm doing breathing exercises while riding on the bike, all those different things, you know. So again, wound down well, I give myself a 3.2. So overall, seeking clarity, 92%, generating energy, 80%. Now, emotionally committed to excellence this week. It's not so much people about, okay, I need to do this course or do this thing or do that thing. It's the fact that now the emotionally committed to excellence all revolves around me doing as much as I can for all of my students. It's not so much about adding on videos and doing like these TOEFL ITP things and, you know, going into other markets. It's realizing that I now have the market. I now have the market and it's unbelievable. So I'm gonna give myself a 5. I knew my why, or did you know your why and worked for it? I would give myself a 4. Cared about serving others, absolutely 5. Hit my deadlines and finished my duties, I'll give myself a 4. Manage my self-talk to stay on it, my A game, I'll give myself a 5. It's all a steady buildup. That's 92%. Now we're going into increased productivity. Did you work on things that mattered the most this week? I'll give myself a 5. Progressed a major dream or goal this week? Well, yeah, being the number one TOEFL coach in the world. This is what I've always wanted. So I'm going to give myself a 5. Avoided distractions well this week. I'm going to give myself a 4. Set intentions before each major activity. Absolutely. A 5 now. Fully engaged and enjoy my efforts this past week. A 5. That's a 96%. One of the, I think the second highest ever. Now, develop an influence. Was I a role model? You already know. This is my historically always great. What is it? This is my historically great category right here. This is a category that I'm always great in. So here we go. Guided others to think well this week. 5. Challenged someone to grow this week. 5. Worked on myself this week. I'm going to give myself a 2. Not so much personal development. However, things are going to begin building up. Now, remember, I just had a client that I'm teaching now. I'm going to have to take a taxi all the way to her home. As a matter of fact, I got a message her to confirm tomorrow. And, you know, when I take a taxi, you know, now she's inviting me to her home and her home. Oh, my God. Like we're talking like a $500,000 type of house. And here in Thailand, that's the upper echelon. You know what I mean? So being able to go and meet these people and the other people that may be at her house and all this other stuff, man, excited as hell. All right. And so again, I need to make sure though, en route to these places, I need to work on myself. I do. I need to learn. What am I going to learn this week? I got to set a note. Okay. What things am I going to learn this week to better myself? I learned so many things in regards to my relationship this past week. You know, me growing as an individual, me learning about, you know, always shutting down and just shutting out people when I get angry. No, I'm actually calling myself out on it now, which is pretty amazing. So with that being said, let's go into number 5. Did you demonstrate care for others this week? Now, of course, me, 5. So overall, 88%. So now we're going into demonstrating courage. This is the last category. Number 1, did you deal with fear or unknowns well this past week? I did. You know, I woke up at 11 p.m. I was like, listen, I'm not sleeping. She's like, okay, go sleep in the other room. And I didn't sleep till 12. Shit happened, but I dealt with it very well instead of freaking out. Shared my real self with others this past week. Absolutely. My friend brought her up. My fiance brought over some of her friends, and one of them was going through some hardships with the relationship and stuff like that. And so I shared my real self. Oh man, that's a max, unbelievably max score. I tried to stay confident this week. Absolutely 5. Responded well and quickly to life challenges, given the fact what happened with the hotels and stuff like that. You most definitely believe it. And took action despite work or risk. A 5. That's a maxed out category. My score is up 54% since the last time I had done this. 91% overall. People, I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for the drive. I'm grateful for the morning leading all the way up. The only bad part about the engagement trip had to be the place that we ate at before we went to the hotel. But upon checking in at the hotel, everybody knew. Everyone was like, oh my God, are you Arsenio? Okay. Oh my God, we got everything set up. Oh my God, the best massage ever. I had a hot stone massage, a full rejuvenation. I have a couple of things in regards to shea butter and things I'm going to be applying to my skin to make it even better, including my face too, which is really great because I'm finally taking care of my skin. Met some extraordinary people. I didn't meet any foreigners and didn't, you know, talk to anyone at this resort because the majority of them were Thai. But I did speak to one of the staff there, and she was from Russia. She was very nice. And the other staff who sent me so many emails and said, oh my God, Arsenio, okay, this, okay, that, okay, to sum up this, the most extraordinary, I mean, the most extraordinary, like, right, the most extraordinary service I ever had in my life, better than the Renaissance. And the Renaissance was the best I thought I would ever have in my lifetime. And so now it's just like, okay, here we go. This is very, very exciting. What's going to happen now? And the gratitude and the people who follow me and the people who are like, hey, I found your Instagram. Hey, you were referred over from Maria. Hey, you were referred over from this person, this happened, that person. And money that I'm getting on a consistent basis every single day, never has this ever happened. Being able to share those ideas. Not even that. Let me tell you something really crazy that happened that I'm very grateful for. I shared this post on my ESL podcast page on Facebook. And it was a post of me and my fiance. I went on there and I saw 9 comments and I'm like, huh? I went to those comments, ex-girlfriend, 3 or 4 people from my previous gym, one of my students who I hadn't spoken to in 4 years, I blocked them all on my personal profile, but they can still actually comment on my Facebook page, which is really funny. But to see that, I'm like, wow, it seems like people do really give a fuck. I mean, it was an extraordinary week, and this is an extraordinary journey to a now life that is happening. And, you know, and I'm gonna read this out. I'm gonna read this out to you right here. This is crazy. What was he actually said? And after I messaged her that I'm getting married and everything and got engaged, she said, remember years ago, and remember people, I had met her at the beginning of 2015. Very, very dark times I had to overcome. But when I met her, she said, remember years ago, she messaged me just yesterday. When I asked you, do you see yourself getting married? Then you said, maybe, but not so soon. And hell no to the racist ass bitches in Bangkok is what apparently I had said. And here you are, getting married to a loving bride-to-be. It's like watching a movie, and the characters develop so much. Now here comes a new chapter in life. Kim Kim was there when I was broken mentally. Kim Kim was there when I lost all confidence, when people put me in buckets and said I'm not good enough based on the color of my skin. That was Kim Kim. She has seen everything. And those people who commented, who I hadn't spoken to in a while, one of the trainer's boss, he was there when I had to overcome so much in 2018 and 2019. He heard my stories. He heard what I said about my experiences. He saw the way that people, acted with me in terms of being at the gym. He saw everything, but never lost faith in me. And here's to a new life, waking up financially independent, waking up feeling unbelievably excited about what's to come. Here is the beginning of a new life. I'm your host, as always, over and out.